This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with a word we were hearing a lot of, say, 5, maybe 6 months ago. Now, not so much.
Recession.
The recession warning signal.
This economy goes into a recession.
Odds of a recession.
Back in August, when recession prognostications were all the rage, we got Neil Irwin from the New York Times on the phone to chat. So, Neil, listen, let me start with a question that I get all the time. I'm sure you do, too. When's the recession going to start?
Maybe never. Maybe we're already in one. That's the thing about recessions. You know, you don't know in real time with any great certainty that you're in a recession.
So that was August. We called Neil back this morning with recession prognostications now very much faded to ask what's changed.
So the biggest single trigger to that entire flurry of recession fears was what's called an inverted yield curve.
We've talked about this before, you and I, the idea that longer-term bond yields, interest rates, had fallen below short-term interest rates. That's called an inverted yield curve. And the important thing is that for a lot of economy watchers, a lot of them, by which I mean almost all of them, and a yield curve inversion means a recession is coming eventually. So that's item one. Item two, Neil reminded us this morning, was the actual economic news back then.
We had a global manufacturing slowdown. We had the trade wars were escalating. We had Brexit hanging over everything. And so you had this world where it looked like the world economy might be slipping into recession, and that seemed to be what financial markets were signaling.
Hence, recession, that word. Now, though, not August, but November?
So it looks like we dodged a bullet. It looks like that did not materialize. We do not seem to be in recession. The U.S. economy seems to be growing at a nice, steady rate.
Yes, sure, there are some problems.
And the factory sector in the U.S. really did enter contraction. It may still be there.
But
manufacturing is a small piece of the overall economy, only about 12% of total employment. So if we focus too much on what's happening in manufacturing and don't realize that, you know, the service economy is chugging along pretty well.
Also chugging along the American labor market, job growth is mostly steady. Consumers are still spending. And oh, yeah, a guy by the name of Jay Powell and his merry band at the Federal Reserve.
I do think it's an interaction between monetary policy and trade policy.
That's Tara Sinclair. She's at George Washington University.
You know, there is this sense that with lower interest rates from the Fed, there might be more room for the economy to accommodate the trade policy and the trade war.
And the economic stresses the trade war has brought. To be fair, there is news a trade deal could be on the horizon, maybe.
I don't mean to be flippant about it, but it is true that, you know, I haven't checked Twitter in the last 5 minutes, and therefore I might not know what's going to happen next with trade policy.
Which is fair. Recession's not the word of the economic moment anymore because the economy is chugging along, just not as fast as it had been. Tara Sinclair, one more time.
The numbers that we're seeing, they do look like a slowdown. That is not bad news in the cyclical sense. Like, this isn't suggesting that we're seeing, a clear recession.
So those are the recession indicators that have changed the past 6 months, the context, if you will. And that's all well and good, save for this fact. It's people who make this economy go round, people and businesses who have to figure out what decisions they are going to make based on what the indicators are. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman checked in with some business owners and consumers that he's been keeping up with lately to see what their personal recession gauges are telling them right now.
Here's an economic signal that doesn't sound anything like a recession's upon us or coming soon. New construction. Randy Delwo is a small business owner from Bend, Oregon, and when he travels for his company selling scientific instruments, he hears the same thing.
Almost every city I go, you see cranes and building and neighborhoods popping up all over. Overall, the economy, I think, is holding fairly steady.
Delwo is worried about the ongoing trade war. When I spoke to him back in August, he was losing export sales because of Chinese tariffs. I called him today with news of possible progress and...
We've seen this pattern for some time where there's supposedly progress on the trade war and then nothing happens or maybe it escalates. We're trying to grow, but it's difficult to do with these headwinds of losing, a portion of your sales.
Tim Reynolds runs an Ohio software company that serves manufacturing customers.
We're having a good year.
Not quite as good as last year, but even with signs of a manufacturing slowdown nationwide, he's not worried.
What is slowing down is portrayed in catastrophic terms when it's a slowdown in growth, not necessarily a recession.
Consumers have been getting a little more positive about the economy. Sam Lundberg and his wife are government workers in New Mexico, and when I talked to him last spring, he was feeling nervous. Lately, though?
I've had a couple of minor pay bumps. We're starting to buy furniture, starting to talk to a realtor, look at houses, feeling okay about dropping money here and there for something we're going to be able to hold on to.
Of course, the economy could still fall apart and deliver up a recession next year. Just saying, it's the future, full of unknown unknowns. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.